لكن يبقى انت في نهايتك Can it go but forward? Okay, essentially, we're still busy dealing with the three levels of panos that a person has. We saw the different approaches of the fool, the wise man. Let's take this one sticky step forward. Bin Samach Beis. Yeshnam gam anoshim shekol ishtadlusom litzbo hoy lahagdil oisoy. It's possible, or there is people, that all the hishtadlers to acquire wealth and grow it, einu ela bipnei shem oivim kovod mibnei adam. Was that the money they're after? They're after the kovod. Bipnei shem reitzim laso islatzim shem al yadei ha'isha. They want to have a name because of their wealth. Ulechen kam rushush ruchush yeshlem lo maspiklem. If you need money because you need money, then when you have enough money, you have enough money. How much honey can you eat? When you want money because of COVID, there's no limit to how much you're going to want. That's what he's saying, no? Once on interview, no, not a Jewish guy, a guy, Indian actually, lived in Memphis, I think. He became a billionaire. And it's not all good stuff with his money. But I saw the interview, they interviewed him, they asked him why he started doing all this amazing stuff, and he was doing it with his money. He said, well, I suddenly realized I was a very wealthy man. And I started working out what I could do with the money. There's only so much pizza you can eat. But I don't need a bigger house. My house was fine. But what am I going to do with all this money? How many suits do you need? It's great talking. So he took his money, used the very, that's our subject now, but he used his money very intelligently, not intelligently. So that's the story. How much pizza can you eat? How much steak can you eat? How much chicken wings and ice cream can you eat if you're a goy? That's a big thing in America, the goy. They eat chicken wings and ice cream. Even I know that. Yeah, it's a big thing in America. No, any Americans, anybody? Chicken wings, I'm right. Yeah, I saw the big signs. You drive there, they're special, the chicken wings and ice cream. Big meat was wasted, but probably part of ice cream. Oh, it's part of chicken today and Mokhidas. Okay. Thought I'd get your attention somehow this day on a fast. Yeah, we're talking about. Okay. Not the subject. Anyway, he's not interested in the food. He wants the covert. No, covert, there's no limit. That's what he's saying. Kamaruchush yeshlem loma spikle. Vashkafosom zu. His ashkof is the more wealth he has, the more fitting it is for him to be honored. Bushtus mitzidon. That's absolute nonsense. Vinovat mimashayim muchsure dear. Mahem goyr mea covet amitim. Goyla mazeu balama bo. The reason why he makes this terrible error is because he doesn't know what brings, what causes genuine honor. In this world and the next world. The growing the tuasam zuhu, and the cause of this mistake is mashem roim shehamoin ha'am b'chavdim es ashirim. They see that most people honor wealthy people. Ha'em es aid latzmoi. Ach lamitoi shel dover ein lilmoid mizeh shashirim amnam roim l'kovet. You shouldn't learn from there that wealthy people are actually worthy of honor. Wealthy persons, you need money properly. Yeah, you have to honor him. The Torah says you have to honor him. Shema shamoin ha'am mechabdim es ashirim hu. Why do most people honor rich people? No, Tuvia, what do you say? Because they're honorable people or because they want their bucks? Mipnei shem choyim dim es ha'oishu shelahim. They want their money. V'choy shem nimshoich oto aleim la'anois mimenu al yedei shem mischanfim lehem. This guy's got a lot of money. So you sort of, you know, you become friendly with him and you honor him and you make him feel very cautious because you're hoping they'll give you some of his money. You're not honoring him. There's not honor involved, yeah? You're honoring him. Yeah, you're honoring him. You're finding a way to become a partner. There was once a very rich person. Switch yourself for once. You don't know why people are honoring you when you have all this money. Anyway, we're not talking about the rich people. We're talking about the people. Yeah, okay. If a person, the world out there, would use a little bit of seichel, they would understand that the rich people don't have any koach to give them anything. You become friendly with the richest man in the world, and if Hashem's goyzer, you're not going to get money. You're not going to get money. And if he's goyz, you're going to get money. You don't need the rich man. And they also don't have the power not to give. Therefore, you put your trust in your hope in Hashem and no one else. What you give people honor for is the things that they have milas, that the Torah, that Hashem praises them for. Hashem biglalon hu rei shavoyis bachir chavar oto, kmo shekosuv, ki mechab daim achabed. The person that Hashem honors, he's honorable. But some, these people that they give honor and they put them into sports people and entertainers and politicians, very honorable people, and the biggest low lives in the world that they honor. That's what Hashem's machabed. Because these people that are pursuing honor, they do one shtus. In using means that are not exactly fitting, correct, to get to their covered. You like to do such things, with pleasure, you have some more. They also use non-correct ways to get wealth. Wealth's going to give you covered. Fine. So you're using incorrect ways to get covered. I'll give you incorrect ways to get wealth. All their days, they're up to their necks, they're drowning. Chasing money, endless. And as a means of that, the covered. They forget about the real obligations they have that Hashem placed on them. And they forget, they forget to say thank you for all the goodness that Hashem gives them. Dvarim shal yodem lelo sofek hayu masigim yoysa kal v'yoysa meheh es ha'oysha v'kovet shem shayfin alof. If they would focus on the obligations that Hashem gave them, they would get the honor and the wealth they're looking for much quicker and much easier than by doing what they're doing. Kama shomer ha'kosuf, oyrech yomim v'yemino, we daven for Eishav HaKovod. The things we daven for. We daven for Eishav HaKovod. We're talking about real Eishav, a real Kovod. We're talking about real Eishav, a real Kovod. Eizu Ashir HaSamech B'chelkoi. What Kovod? Kovod HaTorah. Kovod that Hashem gives. Kich Mechab Dei HaChabed. Hashem says, what I give honor to, those people are honorable. They're honored. But you go running after money and trying to find money in order to get covered and in order to be the... We know what it looks like out there. It's nauseating. But that's what it is. That's what it is. So we have to be careful not to, in our own little way, be like that. So you have here two dynamics. Tither and Gaiva. Somebody wants money because he wants the money because he wants to do something with the money. He doesn't want money because he just wants money. He wants money because he likes having lots of money. He wants money because he's got tivers. He's got tivers. We'll see about the security that we're going to discuss. That's the
matter.
Okay, so that's not time or gaiva. No, that's not time or gaiva. That's not time or gaiva. That's the obligations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on him, is to make his ishtadlus. So another HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. It's not up to you. One, there's no 1 second. But it's not taiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, up to Chanukah even. See, Chanukah is really where the final chasim is. Whatever, however Hashem works out his cheshbonos, decides what you're going to have. For your needs, to give to people, to support, whatever. I'm not getting into the details of the cheshbon now. And you have the obligation to make ishtadlus. So you make ishtadlus. What comes, comes. What doesn't come, doesn't come. That's life simple. We're talking about something else. We're talking about somebody who has a tiver for the money. He wants to do something with that money. He wants ice creams and holidays, and he wants to fulfill the physical desires that he has. That's tiver. Somebody who wants covered from his money, he's not even eating because he's got such an ulcer, he can't even eat, he can't have any pleasure. This guy has no pleasure from this world. He has what's called gaiva. Tiver and gaiva, those are the two dynamics that drive a person. You look in Rav Aaron Feldman, Sefer Jaglim, the King, he's discussing the whole Yetzirah dynamic in that light. Rav Dessler discusses this at length, the difference between Taiva and Gaiva. Taiva has a limb. The first three goluses we went through were goluses of Taiva. The final golus, Edom, is a golus of Gaiva. That's what hasn't ended yet, because Gaiva never ends. Taiva ends. You eat so much steak, eventually you don't want to see another piece of steak in your life. Gaiva never ends. You can never get enough. Gaiva just keeps growing and growing, and the yearning for cover just gets bigger and bigger. That's why Shem says, because that's the nature of Gaiva. That's the nature of Gaiva. It's endless. You never get sick of it. That's why Shem says about Edom, I'll bring them down. No matter how high they go, I'll bring them down, Shem says, because they don't end automatically. The other goddesses had a certain shelf life. Because you just get enough and then you fizzle out. Gaiva never fizzles out. It always wants more. Never gets enough. I don't know. I've never done it. I've never done that. I've never got to the point where I'm just... No, we all have Gaiva. Not the most. I've never killed myself making money because I want honor and I want to... Well, much too lazy. Not because I don't have a problem. I just... Hashem gave me a brocha. I'm lazy. So I just... No ways I would do that. Sounds crazy. Spend your day in an office.
Have we gotten yet to the huge number of kids who are busting their whatever so they can pay tuition and mortgage payments and food? And
we spoke about that for sure. Okay. You have to make your ishtadlus. Once again, you have to make your ishtadlus. You have to make your ishtadlus based on what your needs are. We said that. Your personal own basic needs, and then the needs of the people you're responsible for supporting. We discussed that. Yeah, it's not the same story. You have to make ishtadlus, and what Hashem's going to give you and give them, that's what he's going to give you and he's going to give them. And you can't make more or less than what you're supposed to have. We haven't got there. I don't know. No, they're going to be these balek covered, they want covered. They will get stock because that's one way to get covered. How did they use their wealth to get covered? Again, guys, we're only trying to be talking. We're not learning. Tithe is a physical drive. I want physical pleasure.
It's not rolling around in $100 bills on the light being a smell.
If that's what gets you good, if that's your pleasure, if that's your physical pleasure, yeah,
it's like going on vacation. Normal guy wants to go on vacation too.
Again. Okay.
Why is that fun and tired?
The people want money because they want to fulfill their physical pleasures, whatever it is. There are people that don't want physical pleasure. There are people that don't want physical pleasures. There are people that don't have physical pleasure from their money. They want the covered of it.
Yeah.
That's called gaiva. Okay, so you have to work on yourself. So you have to work on yourself. Again, you have to make a cheshbon. What is your basic needs in order to function properly, in order to do what you need to do in Fulda's world? You may need to go on vacation. You might have to have an hot dinner. You may have to, and we're not, again, who says anything wrong with that? It's not driven by Taiva. It's not driven by Taiva. No, it's not driven by Taiva.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's driven by an understanding that in order to me to function properly, I need certain things. Hashem puts resources in the world for me to utilize in order for me to do what I need to do. And I need to use those resources that Hashem gives me properly. And that's so, where that comes from.
That's where I'm holding. It's not Taiva driven.
I guess there's going to be some Taiva driven in your reel, but you'd have to sit down and do your cheshbon in reel. I don't know where your reel is. I don't know where my... Again, we're discussing an ideal there. We're discussing a principle. You can't keep slipping into where you're holding. Where you're holding is where you're holding. That you have to accept that. We accept where we hold it. We're talking about principles. No one lives in the principle. None of us are in the principle. We're struggling to aim towards holding by that. But you need to know we're juggling between two pulls, the pull for Taiva and the pull for Gaiva. Everything we do ultimately is driven by the pressure principle. So what gives you pleasure, that's what you're going to go after. If it's the physical pleasure or if it's the Gaiva pleasure. That's what's driving a human being, those two forces. But again, if a person needs an ice cream in order to have Yeshuva Das, you know, able to function properly, he's going to come home, he's going to deal with a whole bunch of stuff on the other side of the door. If in order to do that properly, he needs to do A, B, C, D, or whatever, and take from the physical world, then that for sure that's valid. Of course. We know we far from. Look at what you look like when you come home today on a fast day. We know what you look like. And the kids also know, don't go near Abba on a fast day. Because we know. There are resources in the world. Why aren't you using them? That's not Taiva. That's correct utilization of the resources Hashem gave you in order for you to be able to do what you need to do in this world. You're going to make a very personal cheshbon and work out exactly where your red lines are. But you're not going to get any more money than a Kodesh Baruch Hu decided you're going to get. You can work 39 hours a day. You're not going to get more money than Hashem decided you're going to get. Finished. And if you do, you'll lose it somewhere else. There are plenty of ways for Hashem to balance out the books at the end of the day. You lose it here. We don't know what that cheshbon is. You're going to look back in last year and say, okay, so that's how much Hashem decided last Rosh Hashanah was going to get this year. That's the best we can do. What's in store this year, we have no idea. We're davening hard, but it should be good. But there's no one here who's working for money. Because that's ridiculous, because you don't make money. You make ishtadlis. You have to make ishtadlis. Whatever the ishtadlis is you're doing, you have to do it as well as you can. But how much money are you going to make? That's decided by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the gzeira. No one can take it from you. No one can give it to you. No one can help you. No one can hurt you. Call me a Kodesh Baruch Hu. At least during the Sharamay Chuba, we can try get in touch with that reality. The Mod Kasher, listen, far from holding. It's a long, long, difficult journey. You have to make ishtadlis. You don't have to make ishtadlis. It would be easy. You don't make any ishtadlis. What comes, comes. And what doesn't come, it's easy. Then you'll for anyone have betochen. Ishtadlis gets in the way of my betochen. Because I genuinely think that this effort that I made is what made me the money. Tlan phones you up. He's got a problem, whatever. You write up a contract for him and he sends you a check. You might think that the work you're doing has something to do with the check. You could be fooled into thinking that. Or you advertised and the client saw your advert, so he phoned you up. You might think that had something to do with your advert. You could come to make a mistake like that. Not hard. put an advertisement in the paper, and the guy phones up and says, I saw an advertisement, can you please do this? You do the job for me, send your check. You might think it has something to do with you. You think we saw that? No, that check was coming to you. You've decided that's what you're going to get. You have to open the barriers, you have to open the taps, but that's not what's causing the panosa. Anyway, back to this guy. It's also possible to find under those that chase after money. One guy is going to arrive at his wealth through enormous toil and effort. And another guy, someone's going to die and leave him a Yerusha. Or other ways. They think that the effort they're making is what got them the money. And if it wasn't for all the toil and effort, they wouldn't have any money. The people that believe that. They praise the hishtadlis, they praise the means. They don't thank Hashem even for providing them with the means. Why does he do one job and he has another panos and he has another panos and he has this? Why aren't we all just photographers? No? Why aren't we all photographers? Why are you a photographer and he's a wedding coordinator and he's a something else and he's a nadlan guy and he's a lawyer? Hashem gives everybody another lawyer. Like a basting out lawyer. Hashem gives everybody different talents, different skills, different likes, different pleasures, and draws them towards different means of panosa. Because Hashem knows why he wants people doing different things in the world. That's the way it works. And the means you're making is because Hashem, that's you to be Makar Hashem Shemayim in the area where you're doing your work. And the panosa, nothing to do with the means. So you thank Hashem for giving you this particular means because it suits you, it's good for you, you enjoy it. You're going to go. Interesting marshal. He's walking out in the desert and he becomes very thirsty. And he finds a well of water, a bore of water that's not so sweet. Why would he be happy if he finds non-sweet water? But my male, anyway, he satisfies his thirst with this terrible water. He walks a little bit further and he finds this beautiful spring well with beautiful, fresh, sweet water. He satisfied his thirst on that. What kind of, I don't know what the opposite of sweet water is. Not sweet water, bitter water. What's the nimshal? That's the moshal. But what do you want him to do? He was mamash dying of thirst. So he found water, he drank it. Now, a little bit later, how did he know there was going to be water later? I don't see what the problem is. So what's the nimshal? These people that are mamash thirsty for money. The first thing that comes their way, they use that to get their money. Why is he enormous toil? There's two very interesting secrets lurking here. Had they not put in all this effort, because they would have said, why does Hashem want me to make so much effort? This can't be what I'm supposed to be doing. Then Hashem would have given them something more pleasant. Hashem's got plenty of ways to find you, panosa. Can't be this is what Hashem wants me to do. This is not the status Hashem wants me to do. Why? Because it just doesn't make sense. It's too much. You would have got it without all that toil and effort. Sometimes a person needs certain, sometimes a person has a taiva for a certain aveira. It's a certain pleasure from the aveira. The stipler says if a person would hold back from doing the aveira, he will get the pleasure guaranteed in a kosher way. The stipler. Stipler. You hold back a little bit from the cheeseburger or whatever, Hashem will find you a kosher cheeseburger. Whatever. That's the word. Sometimes a deal comes across your table and it's just too good to be true. Usually things that are too good to be true or too good to be true. But there's something here that's not exactly mayachos. It's a little bit grayish. So you have to ask yourself, why would Hashem want me to make ishtadlis like this? The panos is not going to change. So why does Hashem want me to put my foot on the scale while no one's looking? Because everyone does. It's a big place to start working on B'tochen. It's just avoid the gray areas in Ishtadlin. Yeah, that as well. I'm adding. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. We told the Maase in Rosh Tavis Sefer about the guy who was walking. The Chassid was walking in the road. He didn't pass the desk. He looked down. There was a gold coin in the mud. Lying in the mud. He said, That's too much ishtadlis for me. Why should I have to bend down and pick up a coin in the mud? If Hashem wants to give me a coin, he'll give me a clean coin without me having to bend down and pick it up. So he went to the Mace Midrash. This is not for us, by the way. This is Chosid Echot. So he went, so don't try this. So he went to the Mace Midrash, sitting and learning. And a while later, a guy came in and gave him a gold coin. So he said, where did you get that? He said, I found it in the mud. Outside, and I picked it up and I washed it and cleaned it up. And I decided I don't really need the money, so I decided the first time I see when I want the most money, I'll give it to him. That's the story. For him, okay, it sounds ridiculous. No, for us, it sounds ridiculous. Also, Hans Sonnenfeld, one of the Rappaports lived next door to Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. He never ever borrowed money, ever. Well, Rav Sonnenfeld never borrowed money. There was no food. He just didn't borrow. Anyway, came home one day. He made a motzi. There was bread. He made a motzi. And while he was chewing the bread, his wife told him, I borrowed the bread. The starvation was just too much for them. She couldn't handle it. She went to the next door neighbor and she borrowed bread. This next door neighbor knew what was going on. And the student was dealing with this. They wanted to watch what was going to happen. Anyway, he benched. He swallowed what he had in his mouth. He had his eyes. He benched. He got up. And as he walked out, he said, seems like I have to make more ishtadlis. So this Rav Rappaport that was near there decided he wanted to watch. What's Rav Yosef Sonnenfeld going to do for his studies? They walked down the road like a few meters from his house, kicked in the dust, picked up two gold Napoleons in those days, a gold Napoleon, put them in his pocket and went on. That's called his studies. For him, that was, and he didn't even want to do that. For him, that was too much. The reason he did it is because his wife couldn't handle the poverty. There were people that looked like that. What's that going to do with us? Nothing. Because that's his real working towards that deal. My reel isn't there. You have to upgrade yourself an enormous amount in order to get to the point where you can do that and Hashem will let that happen to you and your Bechira is not going to be affected. If that miracle would happen to you now, you're not ready for it. You're not holding there. So you have to upgrade yourself to the point where you're like, then you can live with that kind of